Good evening. I think I've come to the wrong place, actually. I'm sure Graham turned round to me and said, "Bern, come round for coffee and cookies." I've seen the coffee, but I haven't seen the cookies yet. But I was just about to say that in every sort of situation in life, people always organise things perfectly. I was just about to say, with Tim and me, it's little and large, isn't it? And I've come here with a different sort of thing. I'm not going to talk about scripture tonight. That's going to come some other time, although I'm going to mention a couple of scriptures. But what I want to do is simply share something about my life and leading me in why I actually study the scripture and why I think it's really important for everybody who knows Christ as Lord and Saviour to do it. When I was a lot younger in fact, I went to another church and I was in my late teens and I became a Christian, and up here I knew all the right things to say and do. And I was told and taught from the beginning, "Bernie, you've got to pray every day and you've got to read the Bible every day." And that's brilliant. Brilliant, yeah, the sort of thing we all want to know from the beginning. But, hey folks, I'm lazy. Yeah, I'll ask my wife, "What's Bernie like?" He's lazy. Yeah, if I don't have to do anything, then I won't do it. In fact, I don't know if it's true, but I think women have got a sort of different language to us men, in that my wife will say, "We need to get this done," but what I've worked out now, I think she's saying, "Bernie, you need to do it," but it never gets done. But when I became a Christian, I was told what to do, and sadly, I didn't do it. I just became like one of the rest of the group, where we just went on, had a good time, and hey, folks, was absolutely wonderful. But later on, a friend of mine introduced me to going to church and doing things in church. And as life went on, I got asked to do a thing called speaking in front of a group. And quite terrifying. I did it by accident, but somebody asked me to come back and do it again, so I must have been okay. But the one thing that has grasped hold of me is that you hear scriptures, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet." Now, how can God's word be a lamp if I've absolutely got no knowledge of it? How can I become what God wants me to be if I'm not in his word? I said to Graham earlier, I'm going to use that quote out of 2 Timothy 3:16. And I'll just read it to you just to prove I can read. It says, "All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for the teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work." And Graham said, "Well, that's only the Old Testament." And the amazing thing is that most people you talk to, the New Testament's okay, I can understand that, but the Old Testament, I don't touch that because it really doesn't have any effect on my life nowadays. And I was going to say sadly, but not sadly, I actually find the Old Testament often more exciting than New Testament. Because you read it, and someone told me years ago, "Bernie, when you read scripture, look for Jesus in the Old Testament. Look for Jesus in the Old Testament." And you sort of read through it, and every now and then you find, wow, that is amazing. And what are the reasons why I think it's so important that we really do study scripture is that that's how we find out about God. That's how we find out about Jesus. Yeah, what is God like? Without scripture, we wouldn't know, would we? What is God like? And when you read Scripture, you start finding out things about how much he loves us. We all know that, but other things about him. Go through the Old Testament, I'll say go through the Psalms and start marking off different parts of Scripture, saying what God is like. And you suddenly build up a picture of an amazing God, far, far greater than I would have known if my Bible sat on the bookshelf all the time. So first of all, I just want to say that the Bible gives direction in how we live. The Bible is meant to be a lamp unto our feet. And if we don't study it, then we're never going to be that complete person that God wants us to be. The second reason why I do it, now this one's a bit dodgy. Well, most of the stuff I say is a bit dodgy, but this one's even worse. But have you ever sat down in front of somebody preaching and they say something and something inside says, I'm not sure about that? Years ago I used to go to these real sort of swinging from chandelier meetings, but I've never worked out why they had to give you a 20-minute sermon telling you that if you give to God, he's going to give it back, that phrase about being pressed down and multiplied and things like that. You go back home, you start looking at your scripture, you think, people take scripture out of context and use it for what they want to put over to you. If you don't know your Bible, you won't know that. That's why you get false prophets, false teachers, because they use something that's so, so, so close to what Scripture says that when they speak, it sounds right. Unless you know your Scripture, you won't know the difference. Watch TV programs where they come up, and I was watching one the other day about Sodom and Gomorrah. And you sit there and you think, this guy is teaching. People are watching and believing what he's saying because he sounds so confident. And yet, some of the things they say are so, so wrong. How do we prepare for that sort of thing? It's by knowing the scriptures ourselves. Not just reading them, but studying them. And there's a big, big difference between doing your daily Bible reading and sitting down for half an hour and just studying scripture and trying to find out what it really says. I won't try and repeat what others have said, but it's so important to do that. I said earlier, lazy. And the only thing, I guess, that keeps me going from when I started standing up speaking to people was the fact that when I'm preparing, I actually get something out of it. When I read the Bible, it's not as though I'm picking up a book and just enjoying a good novel. I actually start finding things that excite me. Tim, that passage you read out there, the Emmaus Road, is sort of an absolutely brilliant example of how somebody hears from Jesus' lips the scriptures and that phrase about burning inside. I sometimes sit down and I'm reading the scriptures and studying, and I get so excited about something that I forget what I'm doing and start praising God. And if I didn't study the scriptures, I miss out on some tremendous times with God. And it's something that you can't pass on to someone in a sense like, here's your lesson for today and read this and you'll be okay. It's something you've got to experience for yourself. That time when the scripture burns inside, where you're really excited, where you're really alive. That's something that studying scripture does for me. And I'll just end this. I don't know if I've done my 10 minutes, but I hate 10-minute sermons anyway. 40 minutes at least. But something else that I absolutely love about studying the Bible is that you get away from, I dare say, the sort of Sunday school picture of the Bible. You see, if you talk to my wife, She comes out with some amazing things. She knows every story in the Bible. You can test her later on. And she's brought up from the age of 3 in Sunday school. And she'll recite every book of the Bible from beginning to the end. I turn to the index. But she knows all these stories. And I'll give you an example. Everybody knows the story of Jonah. We all know it. It's about a man who disobeys God, goes his own way, gets thrown overboard, a fish swallows him up, he gets spat out, and then he goes and does what he should have done in the first place. And that's what I call sort of Sunday school teaching, where you get a basic story of something. A lot of Christians, that's all they ever get. They go away with this wonderful story, but never really see other things in it. You go and look at the book of Jonah, and there's some incredible things happening there. There's a group of sailors who the impression you get come from very different backgrounds, different religions, and they're praying to their own God, and by the end of the first chapter, they are praying to the one and only God. Their lives are actually turned upside down and changed totally. And that is what Scripture should be doing for us. That's what happens when we study the Bible, that we get turned upside down. We learn things that we'd never learn from anywhere else. We experience things that we don't experience anywhere else. And we start to know what our God is really like. So the reason I'm excited about what's going to happen here over the next few weeks is that I just pray and hope that there's, first of all, this place will be filled up, but there'll be people who will go home and study Scripture and get to build a new and deeper relationship with God. And I'm going to hand over to someone who needs no introduction. Just to embarrass him, we were at school together, weren't we?
We were. Not long ago.